Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
The makers of Black Label Zinc understand you didn't get into farming for the money. You farm because your family farmed. You farm because feeding the world feels good. But while you didn't get into it for the money, getting the best return on your money is a priority. That's why Black Label Zinc uses zinc and proprietary LHC technology to optimize the phosphate in your ground for better root masses and even bigger yield potential. When return on investment matters, turn to Black Label Zinc. It's phosphate done better.
ITC Great Plains, part of the nation's largest independent electricity transmission company, owns, operates, and maintains key portions of the high-voltage transmission system in southeast Oklahoma. ITC Great Plains is proud to support the young men and women of the Oklahoma FFA and 4-H as they sponsor reports from the 2017 Oklahoma Youth Expo, the world's largest junior livestock show. To learn more about us, visit ITCTransCo.com. That's ITCTransCo.com. ITC, your energy superhighway. The wildfires of this week have been tough, very tough, on a lot of ranchers in Kansas and Oklahoma and in Texas. Right across the southern Great Plains, really from southwest Kansas across into northwestern Oklahoma and right into the corner of the panhandle of Texas, the counties right through that area have had over 1 million acres burned all by themselves. Other areas of Kansas and Texas have had additional wildfires, as have Oklahoma, but that area especially hit very, very hard. Living in that area is Tom Fanning from Buffalo, Oklahoma. He runs Buffalo Feeders. He tells us that, unfortunately, this fire was moving so quickly that in a lot of cases, ranchers simply could not cut fences quick enough to let their cattle escape.
A lot of ranchers were trying to move, you know, getting their a lot of cows are having baby calves right now. That was, you know, a struggle to get the cow and the calf. And I know there's been many head of cattle has been lost to the fire or has been damaged, burnt or had body parts burned if they're not dead. But it's been very, very tough there.
Tom Fanning of Buffalo Feeders. Now, he's helping coordinate hay relief right now. You've got a couple of numbers that you can call. If you've got hay that you'd like to donate, you can call the Harper County Extension Office at 580-735-2252 or call Buffalo Feeders at 580-727-5530, and they'll help you make arrangements and provide trucking services and get the hay out to those drop-off points that they've established in these counties that have been hard hit in Oklahoma. You can also go to the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association website, okcattlemen.org, make a donation to the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Foundation, a cash donation that'll help with some of the longer-term needs like infrastructure, fencing, as well as trying to take care of these animals that have been hurt by fire and by smoke.
That's right. There's going to be a huge, huge need for posts, wire, and labor. And a lot of these areas where the fires are burning and they're hard to get to are canyons and river bottoms, mm-hmm. and places it's hard to get to anyway. So that's right. There's going to be a lot of fence building, and there's going to be a lot of animal health recovery too. A lot of these cows are going to have udders that are going to be injured. There's going to need to be a lot of care, mm-hmm. over the next several months on these cows and these calves.
Tom Fanning on these wildfires in northwest Oklahoma. You've got farm news on Ron.
Paul Coyote Hills Ranch is proud to present the All Black All Polled Bull Sale Saturday, March 11th at 1 o'clock. The sale will be at the ranch 1 mile west, 2 miles south, and 1 mile west of Chattanooga, Oklahoma on Highway 5. The sale will feature 80 fall yearlings and 20 spring yearlings, limousine and limb flex bulls. All bulls developed and performance tested at CHR. For a sale catalog, call 580-597-3006 or go online at www.hallchr.com.
At your farm news, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.